Good to talk. We're up to Simon Shin Lamed Hey. Maybe before I start, I'd like to give a shvach v'adah. Just a few hours ago, at the end of Shabbos, my baby was taken by Hatzalah. And it was a real chash that I wasn't going to be here tonight. Baruch Hashem, everything's fine, and I was able to come. But chutz from the Hatzalah itself, I would shvach to be here itself. All right. We did last week, the last 2 weeks, Shin Lamed Aleph. Tonight, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to start Shin Lamed Hey. Certain kolalim that we had in Shin Lamed Aleph plays itself out again in Shin Lamed Hey, and I would just like to repeat itself just so we're prepared. The simple formula that we have, Kaseda, that repeats itself, is that when you hire a poel to do something, and an oinus takes place that prevents the malacha from being done or from being completed, and it was an unexpected oinus, is the balabais mechuyev to pay or not? That depends on what type of oinus it was. If it was a type of oinus that both the balabais and the po were equally aware of and they both were able to entertain that oinus, or equally unaware of and they both weren't able to entertain that oinus, either way, but they were in the same, a snowstorm, whatever it was that disrupted the malacha, whatever it was, but if they're on the same grounds, then the balabais would be potter. He did not yet pay yet, he would be potter. Mashenkein, if the balabais had a yediyah that the pearl did not have, and he knew that entertained that such oinus might take place, and the pearl wasn't aware of that, and the oinus does taka take place, then the balabais is mechuyev to pay. It means when all is equal, the balabais will have the upper hand. However, if the balabais knew information that the pearl did not know, he's going to have to pay. He'll have to be only kapal bottle if he gives him a day off, which is less than a full day's wages, but nevertheless, he's obligated, he's responsible to pay. All right.
Hourly or salary?
Whatever it comes out to be. If you hire him for the day, if you hire him for the year, we discussed. So you'll figure out what that day's malach is, but you're going to have to deduct for a Paul Bata. Certainly, a Paul would appreciate a day off, so he'll be willing to accept less pay. If he normally gets paid $20 an hour, he'll take paid vacation at a rate of $10 an hour. Since he anyway is not working, he'll give a lower rate, whatever it is. All right. And tonight we're going to discuss different cases, other cases which were raised before, actually earlier, of how the malacha could be finished. It means what was promised won't be delivered. All right. Let's start. Sif Aleph. Haseichas apoyel malacha yedua. If you hire somebody for malacha yedua, for a specific malacha, you would like him to garden, to mow your lawn, you would like him to do plumbing in the house, you'd like him to schlep stuff, whatever it might be, you have a specific malacha, you would like him to package stuff, if let's say you're in a factory, stock shelves, whatever it is, and the job was completed in the middle of the day, so now he's out the second half of the day, he has nothing to do. If you have similar malacha, not the exact same, but something similar, which is the same difficulty, so you can now transfer him into a different department. Okay, now instead of stocking shelves, maybe move goods somewhere else. You even have some malacha to provide him, which is even easier malacha to be done. Then you're allowed to give it to him, and he's supposed to be doing that malacha. Then but if you have nothing to fill the day's worth, you're still mechuyev to pay him, albeit kapal bata, you pay him a little less, kapal bata, but nevertheless you're mechuyev to pay him. So basically, Mechavit says you have a case that something was finished in a half a day earlier than expected. The halacha is that you're obligated to pay, but if you could provide him something else similar, then you'll do that. But if not, you'll have to pay in kapor bottle. Let's say he himself doesn't have what to fill his day with, but he can get a friend. He knows a friend who also needs stocking shelves. So I'm right to likach mechaver malacha kazu v'litin lepoel, and he'll have the poel do that malacha harishis b'yadon. As long as he substitutes something which is comparable, it's fine. V'yesh emrim, that goes even further. Demroitzel hoisif b'scharay. If you're prepared to pay him a higher rate, a higher wage, then he's mechuyev even to do a malacha kveda. That means, let's say you ran out of the malacha of gardening, but now you're going to give him a more difficult power washing. I don't know, he's going to wash your porch down, whatever it is. Let's say that's considered harder than mowing a lawn. Nevertheless, he'd be mechuyev to do that if you're willing to adjust his salary accordingly. If typically mowing the lawn is $10 an hour and power washing is $15 an hour, you'd be able to now pay him at a higher rate of $15, and he'd be mechuyev to finish up and now power wash your porch, something like that. As long as it's something proportionately comparable, he had an easy melacha at a lower rate, a harder melacha at a higher rate, he'd be mechuyev to do this. And of course, if it's something that he generally would hire himself out for, if you're going to give him a difficult melacha, skydiving, he doesn't do that, he's not in that line, and obviously you wouldn't be able to push that on him, like we discussed in Shin Lama Gilma. But something, he's a handyman or whatever it is, it's a melacha that's in his radar, he could be doing such a melacha, then even though you didn't hire him out for that, but nevertheless you're allowed to fill his day's work with such a melacha.
How does
Catherine's
office secretary has to do bookkeeping?
He has to
pay more?
Well, if you hired a lechatchila that she's going to take care of everything, she's a jack of all trades, secretary, phones, and bookkeeping, so then that's fine. But if let's say... And now you ask her to do something. If it's normally understood that that sometimes is pushed on a secretary, then one could argue that's part of the normal job. But if it's something which is a little unusual, which is not norm for the secretary to do, now you're asking her to do a more difficult work, you'd have to pay her a bookkeeping rate, whatever it is, or rate, make up with her, otherwise you wouldn't be able to stick that on her. She'd be able to say, no, I'm happy answering the phones and stuffing envelopes.
She doesn't say anything that's
fair. Sorry?
She doesn't say anything that's not fair, actually.
Higher rate? Technically, L'chaira, it should be yes, L'chaira. Only thing is that I would assume that if she's not saying anything, generally speaking, it's because it's understood that that's part of the job. Because it's not, she probably would make an issue out of it or mention something like, you know, that's not part of her job. But in a chanam, if you know that she has a hakbar that she just doesn't express it, in a chanam, you would have a problem there. You wouldn't be able to push it on her unless you tackle... adjust her salary accordingly.
Certain jobs just include whatever you're giving her?
Correct, in economy, there are type of things. In economy.
Doesn't a secretary fall into that?
So that's what I mentioned, depending on the type of a secretary, depending what's normal to be pushed. If let's say you have a secretary in a yeshiva who's giving out the chalks and Tylenol to children or whatever it is, and now you're asking to do bookkeeping, I don't know if that's the same. She'd be in the office of the yeshiva in the billing department, he asks her to do bookkeeping, that might be more reasonable. You know, again, there's no clearly, it's whatever is considered the norm in such a setting. Okay, now lemaisa is, let's just take one at a time. There are a lot of chidushim here that the achrayim discuss, but let's, the first thing the machabes says, that you hired a poel and you ran out of the work in the middle of the day, and now you would like her the poel to do something else. So the machabes says you're allowed to give something which is comparable. What happens if you taka have the malacha, you do still need the shelves to be stacked, but you decide, you know what, instead of doing that, you'd rather wash the floors, you'd rather have something else be done. Again, let's just assume, yes, it's comparable, and had I ran out of stacking the shelves, I don't need that, and the mechaber says I can now push him to a different malacha. But let's say I have that, what I hired him out for, do I still have the right to push him to something comparable?
What means he did the malacha happy? It means that he overworked
his... Oh, we're going to discuss that. Let's go one by one. No, the Parshat Shaddai just means that you miscalculated, right? You overestimated what needed to be done, and it ended up being done earlier. And we'll go one at a time. So Lugabi the Shalai I just mentioned, are you allowed to push on a poel? You're allowed to change the terms, change the malacha on him. The Aruch HaShulchan takes a stand that definitely not. He says that if you hire him for a specific job, then he's limited to that job. He's not mechuyev to take your garbage. He's not mechuyev to do and be just pushed around. It's only in this case, with Taka, you overestimated and you ran out, that's when you're allowed to move him over to something comparable. The Chazon Ish is mesovek. He's not sure, and it could be it's tully on the machlekes rishonim in a different sim in a Ramah with a tour. When you hire a boat, you hire for specific cargo. One second. You hire for specific cargo, or you hire, you rent a car, you rent a U-Haul truck, and you entertain. You know, you're going to transport wine, and I would like to transport oil. Something comparable of this is going to be a machlekes rishonim if I'm allowed to just change the terms in the middle. And there are different variables. It could be that this child is totally there. That's not our suggest. I'm just going to leave it at that. But over here, the Aruch HaShulchan maintains that, no, you're not allowed to push the pile around unless you tackle short of a job.
Why would you give them, let's say, if the job didn't finish in the middle of the day, you hire them to, I don't know, to garden in the middle of the day, you decide, no, I don't want to, you do some normal, a comfortable job. It's the same thing.
No, that's what I'm talking about. You wouldn't. No, if you finish, then now we're in a pickle here. Now you can't provide what we talked about.
No, I'm talking a case that you could provide the same thing.
What was the case? I hired him to mow the lawn, and he still has the lawn?
I could provide him the same kind of job, which is more than some other place.
But that wasn't part of the job. The job was to mow this lawn, right? So he finished this job. Now you want to know, could he mow a different lawn or do something comparable? It's irrelevant if it's mowing or power washing or something else, as long as it's comparable. You had a job to blow these leaves right here, not someone else's leaves. So you're moving him over to something else that you didn't discuss with him. It means there definitely is a contract. There's a tonight going on here, and what we're trying to do is justify the changing of that tonight. That this, since it's comparable, was nichlal in the tonight. This type of alumnus, and throughout this, and we're going to see few of these cases that we're trying to change the terms, is that considered changing the terms if it's something comparable? The Aruch HaShulchan maintains that if you hide him for this, unless you run out, you have to fill him with this. You can't push him around. That's one.
They also don't want to put him to make if you finish the work.
No, the understanding must be is that if he finished earlier, why should I be responsible to pay him for the rest of the day for him twiddling his thumbs?
That's fine.
Right. So therefore. It could be it's understood in the terms of the contract that Avada, I'm your payal for this much worth of tircha, and if you can push me somewhere else, I would have to accept that because anoinis took place, that the job was finished earlier, we both didn't entertain it. It wasn't like you did a lahachas, that they don't discuss. It was we both overestimated the job, and now you're going to push me somewhere else. Well, we're going to see if it was both. We're going to see if the poll saw. But in a chanami, if you have the job, and this is what we made the terms on. Now, don't change the terms of the contract to me. What's wrong with doing the job that I hired myself out for? Who said you can just flip me around? Those who train them, let's say over there by the Yain, who just say that you could flip them around, is only they use a svara like it's like midas time, and zenem zelachasa. You anyway are going to do this amount of work. And for the balabayas, for some reason, in the middle of the day, it now became more beneficial for him to change the terms. So it's like a midas time type of a svara. But any kind without an abstract, without any new svaras playing itself, coming in here in a chanami, you hide for this job, it's only this job, nothing else. It's just adding new svaras of midas toim will allow you to move over to something else. Another nekuda that's worthwhile to discuss is that the Mechaber says a case that I could give you either malacha kumaisa, something comparable, or kala mimeno, or something easier. Now, seemingly, it's the same halacha. I give you something easier, and we made up $10 an hour, and you worked the entire day. I gave you something easier. I still have to pay you the $10 because you worked for me for those hours. One could have argued and said, well, if $10 an hour is for a medium type of a tircha, and now you're giving me something kalumimeno, then maybe the balabai should get a deduction. He should say, look, I was only willing to pay you $10 an hour for something which required a certain degree of tircha. Now I'm giving you something easier, I should get it at $9. Just like if I wouldn't give you anything, I'd give you the days off, I would only have to pay, let's say, $5 an hour for a paid vacation. So now that I'm giving you something easy, well, I could just answer phones, which, you know, that a secretary takes less than that, so then maybe I should be able to take a discount and pay you less. And the Chabad seemingly doesn't say that. He lumps together whether it's Mechlocha Kamoisa or Kalamena for the same din. The Maisa is a Sman, Shin Lam Magimu, that's Meduyik, then Eino Chanami, if you give him a Mechlocha Kala, you'd be able to take a discount and prorate it at a cheaper rate. But like I said, it's not Mashman the Machava. Now, we'd like to prove L'chayr not like the Sma. We had our halacha last week in Sif Beis. I'll say over the halacha. We had our halacha that, let's say, it's...
It was, in the Yesh Lemloch Kamoisai, he has to give it to him? Or it depends on the balabais, if he wants to give it to him?
Yeah, if he doesn't want to give it to him and he wants to pay him kapo batol, he has that choice. Because in time, the balabais are trying to save money now. No, doesn't want to have to pay for a paid vacation.
So my question is, so if Yesh Lemloch Kamoisai, Kalan Ameni, this is Mechaba says he has to pay him, but obviously the same money that he paid him until now.
But the Mechaber's Mashra, these are your two choices. Correct. The Mechaber's Mashra, either I give you Kamois or Kalamimeno, or I give you Kapal Bot. But I say Kamois and Kalamimeno was the rate that I hired you out for. Doesn't Mashra, Kamois at that rate, Kalamimeno at a lower rate, and if I give you vacations, Kapal Bot? I don't think why. I didn't say you can't. I didn't say he can't. The Sma Gadol holds like that. The Mashmoy says Sma. But I'm saying in the Loshon of Machab, it's not Mashma like that. The Machab is Mashma. I have two choices. Either giving Kamoisa Kalam Yemena, or I give you Kapal Bot. It's not Mashma that there's a middle stage. I can give you Kalam Yemena and give you for a medium rate. That the Machab doesn't discuss. It should be, it's a chiddush that requires Mechaber to say that. He doesn't say it's mashma that if I give you, if I provide you with something to do, I have to pay you full wage. We had a halacha last week that says that if a haitzon in Sif Beis in Shin Lamed Aleph, if I hired you to irrigate a field, to draw water from the nor to the field, and an ace happened, the river overflowed, and now the water came that much closer to the field. I mean, the Rashi was pshat. There was a few pshatim, but let's go with the Rashi was pshat. It was mamish now at the edge of the field, and now the pole's job is a cinch. All he has to do is just like mamish take a bucket and no problem, rather than schlepping the bucket. Obviously, it became a malacha kala. And the Mechaber over there says, Noisim lem kol scharen, he has to pay him full wages, because min ha-shamayim nistayu. And we were medayik that over there, the mashmois of kol scharen again implied that you're going to have to pay full wages and not deduct kapar batam. It will deduct for an easier rate, because now he has an easier job. And the Lechem Mishnah suggested that based on this Rashba's pshat, I mean, there were other pshatim, but the Rashba's pshat that the Nur just came so much closer to the field, but it still needed that makabah patach, he still needed the poil to bring it from the outside of the field, inside the field, to irrigate the thing. So the Lechem Mishnah suggested, since the poil is doing something, even though it's minimal, even though it's much easier, but since you still need him to complete the job, then he is entitled to the full wages, because min ha-shamayim nistayu. Hashem was doing it. He benefited from having this windfall, from having the snakes bringing the water closer. Now, if you look in the Rashba brings a raya to his halacha from this halacha. He says, just like over here, you see that you give him kalam imena, you still have to pay him. So too over there, that it now became kalam imena because the nor overflowed and now the water, the source of the water is much closer. Still, you're going to have to pay him, just like this Gemara. Now, if the Lechem Mishnah tights up the Rashba over there, that the Rashba of Taka means like the Mechaber, kol scharen, you mechiv to pay him full wages, and you can't deduct kapal batam, and as far as he suggested, it's because of kapal batam, we're only fine when you give him vacation. But if you're still using him, you're still forcing him to do work, you're still having him as your laborer, as your poil, then in a chanami, you mechiv to pay him, kafi what you made up with him. If that's the case, and the chayr, if that's what the Rashba is saying over there, and the Rashba's whole raya is from our halacha, then it's mukach minei avein the Rashba, that even in our halacha, you'd have to pay him full wages, like the mechab is taka mashmat. Mechab would be lishitase then, and the Rashba would stim. But again, this would not be like a smat shilam agimel. It goes very geshmak. It's even though he's doing something kalam imena, but I'm the one who's providing it, I'm the one who's forcing him to do that malacha, I can't change the terms on him. If I hire him for $10 an hour, even though I'm giving him now a receptionist job, something, let's say, less, nevertheless, I'm going to have to pay him. I have the option not to use him and give him kapal batam. But if I'm using him, if I'm saying that he should work for me, then I'm going to have to pay him what I made up with him.
This halacha goes also to, according to the halacha, that if the Nor came another day, that you could tell that he needs to work for me for the same halacha.
Other things we had over there, that you're allowed to change him to other things as well.
Yeah.
If it's, again, not if he, over there, if he did the job in the middle of the day and now he made it leichter, there they don't discuss, but they discuss other einsen that we had last week and 2 weeks ago, that if einsen stop in the middle of the day, you're allowed to give him to a different malacha, just like it says over here. The Meisen Shin Lama Gimel, we find the same thing in Shin Lama Gimel. It also discusses where Baal HaBayis would like to back out in the middle and he could send him somewhere else, as long as it's comparable, again, even if it's harder, if he's willing to pay for it, similar to the Rama over here. Sorry? No, the Rashba himself has no mashmois either way. I'm just saying, but if the Lechem Mishnah is trying the Rashba's idea, then the Lechem should come out here. And the Mishnah has the right to argue with the Lechem Mishnah. And the Chanami. You're right. I don't, but at least I'm not coming, you know, alone to argue with the Sma. The Meshmois of Mechaba is not like the Sma, and the Sma knew the Mechaba, but it's Lechay Mugak and the Lechem Mishnah's Rashba like that, that we would have to pay him the full wages. Now, you mentioned before, you raised an issue. What the case here is talking about where we overestimated the Malacha. The Pesach Chayshim brings down what happens if the Malacha was taka a full day's worth of Malacha, but the Paul, because he was Ma'amitz Yaisa and he did a better job and he was more geshikt or whatever it is, he worked harder and therefore he was able to complete it in fewer hours. What's the Halacha then? And he suggests, apparently without a raya, he just says that the formula would be the following. If you, let's say, hide the Pope for a full day and he finished half the day. He says, for the and he says like this, that if people pay more for motech de gabayel, for someone who's ma'am etzeis, not so much motech, but you see that he overexerted himself, you see that he worked harder than he was supposed to, and people pay more for this extra effort, then enoch anam, you would have to pay him more for the extra effort, but you still would not have to pay him for the entire day's work. You'd have to pay him for, let's say, the 4 hours that he did at a higher rate because he worked harder, but for the 4 hours, the second half of the day that he didn't work, you'd only have to pay him kapara batel. It doesn't mean that therefore he's entitled automatically to the whole day's work, even though he did, he accomplished whatever a normal pole would do for the whole day. It's, if he worked harder, then he's entitled to that higher pay, if there's such a thing, but he still would only get kapara batel for the day, for the part of the day that he didn't work.
We're talking about
Sker Shoy. Yeah, clearly, if he's a Kavlan, could you point out, clearly if he's a Kavlan, he gets paid the entire amount. A Kavlan has nothing to do with hours. A Kavlan is for a job. Paint my house. If it takes you 1 day or 20 days, you paint my house, you get one price, so it doesn't make a difference. He's on his own. If he works harder, let's take Vasayev, the player. It's his gain.
If the player
will
be
in the dollar,
Kavlan to the
player
shows the government is a lot of payment local affirmation because we're saying from Shin Lamed Gal to Shin Lamed Hei, Mina Shemayim Misayayim. So the Mina Shemayim Misayayim to do the Ganser Vaid, the Chayr is going on a Kavlan because
that's over there, it's talking about Gerardo. Well, you can darn it. Gerardo doesn't do his Mashmayis over there. Makabin Siv Gimel qualifies Siv Beis is talking about a poil. So it has to be talking about a poil as well. You hired him for the day to irrigate, and it was entertained, it was going to take a day to do, but an ace happened that the field, that the river overflowed, so it became easy malacha. It doesn't say over there that it took him shorter time. I mean, one could reason that, you know, if it's easy, it probably takes some shorter time as well. The mechab over there wasn't discussing that. We're talking about that it became easier. He didn't... I don't know if it's the same hour. I mean, I could reason that it's not, but he doesn't discuss it over here.
Because if it's going to be less hours, he should have at least been married that...
I could say that even if it's less hours, and I said the reason why it was less hours is because the nace happened. It's to his gain that there was such a nace. Over here, there was no nace.
Right, but then it should have mentioned that the rest of it is kapoil.
No, I'm willing to say over there, Taki would have to pay the full day's work and not the kapoil bottom. I could hear that because that's kakol nichlas in the nace that happened in the shamayim nistayo. Here, there's no nace. Here, we overestimated the day's malacha. We thought that we had a day's work and it wasn't a full day's work. Now, there's another important nekuda here, is that seemingly when you come off the mechaba, the implication is that I'm allowed to even, you know, we discussed before, pushing it on the poel. I'm allowed to switch the malach on the poel and force him to do the work. That's the mashmoyis. However, the nesivis in Shin Lamed Gimel says that's not true. You can never force the poel to change the terms and do a different malacha. It only means as an excuse for the Baal HaBayis not to have to pay kapara batel. If I hired you for the day, and then we ran short in the middle of the day, I have an obligation to pay kapara batel. To get out of that obligation, I would say, you know, if you want to get paid, no problem, but then do this malacha. I can't force you to do the other malacha. If you're willing to just take half a day's pay and walk away from the job, gezin tahayit, because that other part, this new job, wasn't nichlal in our contract. It's just to cover myself from having to pay you for the entire day, for the rest of the day, kapara batel. I could say, you want to work, and you have tainus on me, that I messed you up because I had not fooled you and I had not made this mistake, you'd be able to work somewhere else for the whole day. All right, if you're so anxious to work, isn't that work over there? I'll give you a different job to work. But the poel is happy and says, you know what, I'm happy the way it is, and I'll take a half a day's work with half pay. That's not a problem. I can never force it on the poel. That's the nesivis's pshat. The Chazon Ish argues. The Chazon Ish holds the Mashmoyis of the Chazon Ish that I could force the poel to do it. And not only that, if the poel refuses to take comparable malacha, he'll have a din of a poel which is chayz b'chatzi ayayim. Now, again, it's a Shin Lamed Gimel, but just to remind the Olam, a kavlan who's chayz b'chatzi ayayim is yad ala tachtayna, he'll get a lower rate. A poel which is chayz b'chatzi ayayim, he has the right, but there are certain circumstances he doesn't, if there are kinyanim involved, whatever it is. But nevertheless, the Chazon Ish holds that if the poel refuses to do other malacha which is comparable, it's as if he's walking out in the middle of the job. He has no right to refuse. And Mamela, all the halakas of a poel or a kavlan walking out in the middle of the job will be applicable here as well, because he refused to take comparable malacha. Mamish exactly opposite of the Nesivis. The Nesivis holds not like that. He holds that all of this is an excuse for the balabais not to have to shell out kapoel bata. But Avadai can't force on a poel something that he wasn't contracted to do. And the Aruch HaShulchan makes a pshara. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if it's my own malacha, you see, the Mechaber is talking about a case where I'm providing the malacha, and the Ramot talks about a case where I get somebody else's malacha and I give it to him. If it's my malacha and it's comparable, I can force him like the Chazon Ish. But if it's the Ramot's case where I'm trying to push him onto somebody else and get him to do other people's malacha, that I can't force. And that was zikha, not nichlal, in our contract. And it's only a way, again, there he applies the Nesivis type of story. It's only a reason why I can sort of get out of my responsibility of kapal batal, but it doesn't mean that I can force him to do work for somebody else, or to do other people's malacha. So you have Nesivis on one end, the Chazon Ish on the other, and the Aruch HaShulchan making sort of a achra, a pshara between them. The mice is... He doesn't say it like that. He just says the next step. He goes even further. He says if the poel refuses to do the other malacha, he has a din of chayz b'chatzi ayayim, and it'll be yod ala tachtoina. The Chazon Ish is not like that. Chazon Ish holds that if you giving him, you're providing with comparable malacha, and he refuses to take it. Correct. Chazon Ish doesn't differentiate. The mice is, the halacha, look, I can't tell you what the hakra is, but the halacha is a tesefta that they're basing it on. And if you look up the tesefta, Aruch HaShulchan quotes half the tesefta. If you look up the tesefta inside, you'll see the second half is mufurish like the Nesivis. That there's no such thing, you cannot push malacha on other people. It's only a reason why you won't have to pay kapoel batal. But I can't force you to do something that we didn't have in the contract. That wasn't the term. So let's take it to your secretary case. Let's assume that bookkeeping is not part of a job. And now say, well, there's nothing doing in the office today. Why don't you do some bookkeeping? She can tell you, Kol Tov, I'm not interested in doing bookkeeping. That might be an excuse for you, like the Nesiva says, the Mechaber, they won't have to pay for that day's malacha. Good, but she need not accept this greater responsibility or this harder job. Whatever it is, you can apply to any situation. All right, let's get back to the Mechaber, because the Mechaber is going to qualify this halacha. The Mechaber says that if it's finished b'chatzi ayim, I have to give him something comparable. If I don't, I'm mechuyev to pay him kapal batam. So the Mechaber, v'mhoyim me'achoyfrim oivdei adoma. If they were type of malacha workers, they work the field, the chayitabem, shedakum l'troyach harbe, that it was their... It was the norm that they work hard. There's a lot of exercise. There's a lot goes into such a malacha. V'm lo yasa malacha. And if they're going to have a days off, they're going to have vacation, yechle, they're going to be out of shape. Not going to be used to this, because then the next thing, when they're going to try to do the malacha, it's going to be much more difficult for them because they're not used to this on a daily basis. Noisim l'scharim l'sholom. Kol scharim l'sholom. You have to pay them the full wages, and you don't take a discount for kapal batam. And the reason is because the whole formula of kapal batam is that the poel prefers a vacation at a lower rate. These poelim don't. These poilim prefer to work. They're not interested in not working, because if not, they're going to have to push weight somewhere else. They're going to have to be in shape, because if they go out of shape for a day or two, when they're going to try to get back to a job, they're going to be so out of shape, it's going to be much more difficult. So to constantly stay in shape, movers or whatever it is, that they constantly schlep, they don't want a day's vacation. Again, you have to see every case. But if that that type of a poil that wants to work, prefers to work, doesn't want a day's vacation at a low rate, he wants full salary, then if you don't provide him with a malacha, he'll take the vacation, but you're going to still owe him the full day rate. You can't give him any, and you can't, sorry? I don't know, it's part of maybe the Nesham Niyasei, I don't know, it helps in that, I have no idea. Or maybe 6 days a week is enough.
One day.
One day he can maybe do it, but if you're going to give him Tuesday and a Shabbos, or Friday and a Shabbos, that's too much for him to handle.
It's the same halacha of Pastatur or whatever.
Oh, that is going to see shortly this halacha. We maybe don't deal with these type of poelim, but we do deal with malamdim, tutors, and we're going to see that this applies to a malamid as well. All right. V'davka zokta mechabe, this whole halacha, that the balabais is at fault for the day, for the day's work being completed earlier, is dafka shelo hera lo oisem malacha tchila. I didn't tell you, I didn't show you what needs to be done. I say, come and stack shelves. He doesn't know how many shelves have to be stacked, doesn't know how many cartons there are. I just hired him for the malacha. I said, look, I want to hire you for the day, stack shelves. I want to hire you for the day and deliver boxes, whatever it is. And he finished his run early. But if I showed you what needs to be done, look, this has to be stacked today. It's going to be a day's work. Do it. Now, I overestimated the malacha, but the poel saw what needed to be done. He obviously overestimated the malacha as well. So now we are on equal territory. We both made this mistake. And he should have seen that there was not enough here to fill his day's work. And the poel didn't speak up and say, well, you know, I don't think this is going to do the whole day. Do you have anything else? And if not, I still am expecting pay. And he made a mistake by not being masna. You need not give him anything for the day, for the second part of the day. Why? The chol is klal. The chol mashish name yodin. Anything that they both should have known. They're both on equal territory. They both could have anticipated the problem. Yesh lepoel lahasnois. If he wants to get paid when the oinus happens, he needed to be masna. And if he wasn't masna, tough luck, he's going to lose out. So you would only have to pay him for the part of the day that he worked, but for the second half, not. So kumtais is halalach is only, which maybe is more often than not, but it's only when the balabais had a yidia and had a mistake, he was more at fault than the poel was. But when all those... You're in a supermarket, he saw 50 boxes of cereal or paper plates, whatever it is, that needed to be stacked the shelves. He had no idea. You had no idea. He entertained. Look, this probably is a day's malacha, and it was only 3/4 of a day. He was at fault. He made the same mistake you were. You were equally at fault. Look, it was annoyingness. Both of you were equally nenas, nensu. So the halacha we had before, that formula, when all is equal, the balabais is off the hook. It's only if the balabais had a idea, knew something that the poor was not aware of. Now the Sma points out the Shvera Halacha. He says that this whole Halacha, I preface it, the Shvera Sma, he says this whole Halacha is when you did not tell the poel it's a day's work. But if you showed him what needs to be done, and you told him it's a day's work, I want to hire you for today, it's a day's work, and it wasn't a day's work, it didn't pan out, you mechuyev still to pay him for the day's work. You still would have to pay him kapal bata for the rest, even though seemingly both of you were at fault, you both could have entertained that there's not a day's malacha. And as far as Akasma is, because the poet could always say, look, I taka saw that there wasn't a day's work here, but you told me you're hiring me for the day. I entertain. If this is not going to complete the day, probably have something else for me to do, something comparable. So the poet was able to assume that you had something else for him to do because you told him it's going to be a day's malacha. That's the Shita Sasma.
But then you should be able to force him to do even a harder job.
Again, you told him you're stacking shelves. So I thought you're going to give me either other shelves to stack or other malach which is comparable to stacking shelves. Something more difficult requires more pay. But I entertained, I assumed. He told me today's malacha. I assumed must be stacking today's malacha. You tell it.
If the Balabas says, I don't think that this is harder, can you go back to the same title that everything is shoveled? In other words...
No, you would do that. It's not subjective. You would have to know what's the emes. You have to go to a dayan, and a dayan would have to down whether it's harder or not.
He wouldn't know, but he wouldn't know.
Who wouldn't know?
If there's no reason for the Balabas necessarily to know...
We will have to find out. If it's not harder, it requires more pay. If it's not harder, not. It's not up to him to decide. It's up to what's the emes. Is it harder or not? You have to go bust an industry. He has people in the industry.
But then you could force him to do the harder.
So the Rambam says before that if you want to give him something harder, you would have to pay him more.
Right, that's the Rambam.
Machab doesn't address the Rambam. Doesn't address it. We pass him like the Rambam. Now, even though the Malamash only brings down as a Yeshayimrim, and over there also he brings down as two Shitas, seemingly for many Achrayim, they entertain that Shita. Again, the Yitzvada is Achra, but from the Simus, it's Mashma that that's the Shita. But anyway, this Mash says that this Halacha is not when you told him a day's work, but if you told him a day's Malacha, then Avad Yimuchuyiv to pay him. And the Taz jumps on this one, he says, I don't know what you're talking about. If you didn't tell him that it was a day's Malacha, so what was the Machaba talking about? Right, Machaba says, he qualifies. If they both saw it, then the Balabai says Pata. If they both didn't see it, the Poe was unaware what needed to be be done. Only the Balabais knew, then the Balabais would be high for the rest of the day. Because it was Nishlam of Bechati Ayyim. Freketaz, if I never told you I'm hanging out for the day, so who's to say that there was more to be done? In Mechab's case, should also be that even if the Paul didn't see the Malacha, it was Nishlam of Bechati Ayyim, the Balabais should always say, I only meant a half a day's Malacha. I never told you there was going to be a day's work. How could this man make an akimt in this whole Malacha, in the whole Mechabah that we're talking about where I didn't specify there's going to be a day's Malacha? It's outrageous. It doesn't make any sense. Another kasher tazias is even the halacha that this man does say he doesn't understand. So what? The Balabais told the poel it's going to be a day's malacha. He overestimated. He made a valid mistake. You can't point fingers on him that he made this mistake because the poel made the same mistake. He saw what needed to be done. I said a tack is going to be a whole day's malacha, but I said a whole day's malacha for stacking shells. Now look what needs to be done. We both overestimated. We both made a mistake, and we have a halacha, a klal we had before in Shinam Adal, when all is equal, the balabais is possible, which is what the Mechaber repeats over here. So just because I said it's going to be a malacha for a day, that's why I should have to pay you? Who gives the poel a right to assume that there must be other malacha somewhere else that needed to be done? And immediately he jumps on the sma, he says, the zikha napshat, he's medayik in the next part of the Mechaber as well, not like the sma, and immediately it's all over. The Aruch HaShulchan, to back up the sma, says that's not what the sma meant. Avada, with the understanding that the Taz had in the sma, avada the Taz is right. What the sma meant is something entirely different. Might not be so mashma like that in the sma, but the halach is a good halach anyway. The Aruch HaShulchan paskins the following. He said, when there's a slight difference, and an important difference, whether I tell you that there's going to be a malacha, a day's work of, let's say, stacking shelves, and I show you what needs to be done, or I tell you that there's a day's malacha of stacking these shelves, that means this is a day's malacha. If I tell you I want to hire you for stacking shelves, and I have a day's worth of stacking shelves, and I show you the supermarket, so the poel has a right to assume, look, you told me it's going to be a day's worth of stacking shelves. Probably you have another supermarket, or probably you have something in the warehouse. You need a day's worth of stacking shelves. You want me to start over here, or maybe this packer will end up the whole day, but if not, you have something else for me to do. But if you tell me you have a day's malacha here to stack shelves, this is a day's malacha, and we both equally made the mistake, Avada la Balabais is going to be potter like the cloud we have. When all is equal, the Balabais is off the hook. It's only because you said more stam. You said you have a day's malacha of stacking shelves. Now, just because you showed me this, I have a right to assume that, look, if this is not going to make the whole day, maybe something else will make the whole day. I didn't have to assume that that day meant solely from here. So again, it's very dachistic, but, you know, call if you're raising your dying, how, you know, to apply it. But the idea is if the poil was given to believe it's going to be from here only, and it was assumed that, and the chanami, the balabais, would be potter. But if the poel had a right to assume that you have to have a day's work to provide him, then he can go somewhere else, or at least have a time to provide me somewhere else, and if not, you're going to have to pay me kapol batom.
But then should be only done for that type of work. Mami showed only for stacking shelves.
He rather says it for stacking shelves, but you could apply it even for not stacking shelves. He rather says it like that, but you could apply it maybe even for not stacking shelves, because the halacha is, you can give me something comparable. I thought you're going to have either other stacking shelves or something comparable. Like the right. And if you don't, you have to pay me kapol batom.
And it was, in the end of the day, would he have a right to think for something else?
So I'm going to qualify the Taz, Dr. Khashoggin, that only because you showed him this is the day's malach. Poel has no right to assume there's something else, because I implied this is your day's malacha. But if I just said there's a day's malacha of stacking shelves, and you know, you could do this job, not necessarily this is the entire job of the day. Therefore, he has a right to assume there's something else.
But if you said I have a day's worth of stacking shelves.
Right, so maybe you have other stacking shelves, not here.
That's what I'm saying, so it has to be adopted stacking shelves.
I have that right to assume. Mamela, once you have the right to assume, you owe me pay. Once you owe me pay, we have the formula of Mechaba that you need not pay kapol batom if I can give you something comparable. All right, let's move on. I would like to try to finish this if here. Now, you can apply it in your cases. That obviously, you know, call it the case, but basically the formula you come out with is if it came out b'chatzi hayoyim, and when all was equal, the Baal Bais will be bata. Otherwise, he's mechuyv to pay kapol batom unless he gives him something comparable. All right, Dr. Ramah, Hago, Melamed Shechalo HaTalmud, he had a Melamed that the child became, oh, sorry, I skipped the end of the Mechaba. Vimsachroi, Stam Melechaz Yemechot, if I hide you out, Stam Melechaz Yemechot, you're a handyman, I don't specify for what malacha, I am allowed to give you something more difficult, and I need not increase the salary, because I could have given you that to begin with. I said you're my handyman. Handyman could include fixing a shelf, could include anything, could include maybe some minimal amounts of plumbing, whatever it needs to be done. So just because I started with one malacha and that malacha was completed, doesn't mean that was the malacha for the entire day. I have a right to give you something else, even if it's more difficult, and I need not give you an increase in salary. It's only because before the Mechaber was talking about, he starts off, it was a malacha yedua, specifically mow the lawn, then maybe I can't make you blow the leaves, or vice versa. But if I just say, I need you to help me around the house, mow the lawn, blow the leaves, slap, whatever it is, storage, whatever needs to be done, that's all b'chalal, this ambiguous job, the terms of the job. All right, Dr. Ramo, Hagah, Malamed Shechala Talmud, a Malamed that his child, his Talmud, his student got sick in the middle of the job, and now he's out of work. Nizbar b'soif simin shem lamedal, that we discussed over there again, basically on these dynamics. If all is equal, both were able to entertain that the child is sickly, or the child's not sickly, and it was an oinis, then the balabais would be pata. If the father of the child knows that the child is prone to getting sick and the teacher did not know, then he's responsible to pay the teacher because he was armed with a piece of information that the malamed was not. Now, normally you would apply the formula kapal batam. So Tramah, which you pointed out, that this blives like the case of the Mechaber, those hard workers, they don't give a discount. Malkum Shub said to the balabais, a time that the balabais is obligated to pay, like I just mentioned, he knew about his child's prone to sickness and the malamed did not. You have to give him full pay, v'loy kapal batam. You're not allowed to deduct kapal batam. Why? The same type of sara, the loy avdi, if a malamed doesn't teach, chalshi, he gets weak, he gets sick, he gets tired, he prefers teaching. He has a sipuk of teaching. If you gave him a choice, should you teach or not teach, he prefers teaching. And now, he has a class, so good, so he has other students in the class. I'm allowing him to teach anyway. There too, you're going to have to give full wages, because for a different sort, dibalecha, dibalameya. Hadarab, if he's teaching anyway, then certainly he gains nothing by you not having a child there. Dibalecha, dibalameya, let's say a moro of a play group, which we discussed last week, whether you have 10 children or 11 children, it's basically all the same, so she wants to get full pay. Have another child in the class, not going to make a difference to the Rebbe or not, he prefers full salary rather than giving him a discount or a half a salary and not having that 11th child in the class. He's working just as hard anyway. He has to make up the bechinas just as anyway, he has to mark them. It doesn't make a difference to him. He has to be there, put in the hours anyway. Now, not only that, he's not allowed to even switch talmidim on him. We had a halacha before that you're allowed to give something comparable or less. Here, you're not allowed to give another child. And the reason is because every child is different. Some children are harder to understand and takes more effort, more koiches. Some are more talented in analytical, whatever it is. And if a Rebbe wants a specific type of a child, you hire him for your child, and your child is great in bikias and entertains the Rebbe of Tzustels, whatever it is, and another child is more boring or whatever, the Rebbe says, look, it's a very nice child, but he's not your child. Your child is a Mitzvah. I'd rather teach your child. And therefore, giving him someone else a child is not going to make it. The Yeshayimim, the Yucholitim Lenarecher, provided I'm even v'charif Karishan, and you talk, I have to make that assessment, but if you make an honest assessment that it's a sort of an equal or comparable child, Avaloi Kashim Pamen, we're not allowed to give him a harder child. But something comparable, you're allowed to give him. The first sheet held that even something comparable, you're not allowed to give him, because since usually the case is you can't be madame one child to the other, like it's a low plug, you're now allowed to give another child. And the second she does, no, you take a, like the regular column, but in a chanami it's kind of hard to find something mamish comparable, but if you find it, it's okay. Now,
what's the guy's easy going personality?
In a chanami, whatever goes into the relationship of the Rebbe child, he's more of a makabel, he's more of a person who you appreciate being with. Whatever it is, whatever goes into that relationship, if you give a comparable relationship, it's fine. But otherwise, when you can't prove it's comparable, you're not going to be able to push another child, because more often than not, it's not going to be comparable. But the Ramot says... Oh, very good. The Smart points that out. The Smart says that that's when you're hiring a specific job. But if I hire a Rebbe for a group, he says, you have six children in a group, a cross-section of a group, He doesn't really explain, but he could either say because there was zicha be different types of children, or because if the attacker hired you for 6 children, then likely you didn't know the nature of every single child. And the male, if one child's absent or can't make it, I could fill it with a different child because it's going to be comparable. Because when you hire for a specific child, and I found out about your child, I spoke to his Rebbe Lassie, he's supposed to be a great child, I'm really looking forward to this job, and now you want to stick him with someone else, hey, I didn't want that job. I took your child because he's a Mitzrayim. And then Ramah says, V'chein Lahiris, he passed like that second cheetah, that you're allowed to give a comparable child. It has to be comparable, but in the Chanam you're allowed to give it. Now, that which you taka have to pay him a full day's work, because you cannot deduct kapara bata because he's taka nen and he prefers to teach. I know that's the don't get carried away. Taka has to be like that. Is dafka nirla bezin shenana belimudo yesu mebitulai. You have to talk and see that the Rebbe enjoys teaching and prefers to teach and get paid than to have a day's off. Aval nir lebezin shenoich lebebitov. Bezin taka assesses that he prefers. He too is like a regular pal. He too prefers to have a day's off. Ain't a noitzim loyel kishar pal batum. So you have to see the type of a Rebbe. Is he talking enthusiastic in his work? Does he enjoy his work? If he talking enjoys his malacha, he's going to have to be paid a full wage. But in the Chanami, if he prefers the days off, in the Chanami, you have to pay him only kapara bata. A new halacha. Now, if he needs the money, you should know that's with every poyel. This klal of kapara bata, even though the Taz brings down Jews Maram, who brings down from Rashi and Chilam Agimu, that generally it's half pay. You know, it's just a gauge. It's a sort of, you know, just a way to start, you know, looking. Usually half pay, day's vacation is half pay. But it's not true always, depending how difficult the malacha is. Sometimes it's easy malacha, he doesn't mind, depending how enjoyable the malacha is, depending what type of salary it is, and like you mentioned, depending how desperate he is for the pay. Some people would only be willing to take a 10% deduction on pay to have a day's off because he really needs the money. There's a Pishur Mishnayos Rambam who discusses these type of things. Now, I cannot tell you for certain. I don't recall if the Pishur Mishnayos mentions, is it specifically to this person or is it to the industry? Let's say we know that shoemakers are desperate for money. We know that, you know, cheap labor, they need to be paid. They can't put food on the table and they're desperate. And a Chanami, if it's normally a person would prefer a day's pay, you know, day's vacation, it's Kurada, he's now marrying off a daughter and he needs the money, that I cannot tell. I don't remember. I would have to look that up. But definitely if it's considered in the industry that for this industry they preferred getting a day's pay and working rather than taking a discount in the Chanam. That is their kapara bata. Kapara bata is the formula. How much would such a pearl get paid when he's bought on Mimena and the Chanami? Alright.
What about any worker that enjoys his job?
The Mechaber wasn't talking about Amalam. The Mechaber was talking about people who schlep and they want to be in shape. And the Chanami, if you have a guy who enjoys doing work, my father, Zachin Ravako, used to work in Bell Labs, Amal Bell Labs. And the Chanami used to tell me that the people there were a bunch of the Iluyim, and they used to have to take a certain amount of days vacation a year, and used to show up even on the days that they weren't getting paid. They enjoyed the malach, they enjoyed the Chokmah Shavai, they had nothing else to do with themselves, they showed up to work anyway. It was, and the Chanami, for those type of people, if you're going to try to cut their job, you would have to pay them because they come even when they don't get paid, they come. They enjoy their malacha, the Chanami. You would have to down every person or every industry differently. All right. Now, Zogt, a new halacha. Hamalamed in ben chaveroi. Shaloi midas av. You see a child could use the extra. You see that he hangs around in the Smedish, or you know him, you heard from his Rebbe, and you would like to teach him, you feel you're going to give him a geshmak, whatever it is, after school hours, Shabbos, and you're going to teach him. And now after you teach him, you go over to the father. He said, by the way, I just taught your son the entire year. And that's how he was able to get through the school year. I charged $30 an hour. Now the rate is $4,000. Yesh Raymond. The chayiv l'shalim lo, you mechuyiv to pay him. Kedin hayared l'tekzad l'shachaveir shalay b'shus. She's brother, come on, simin chenan heiz, that you mechuyiv to pay him. So it's like every year l'tekzad l'shachaveir. If there's a job that needs to be done, I see that your house needs to be painted, and it's aymid l'kach, and I go in, even without being asked for, and I do a good job, I do what a job that you was aymid for and what you wanted, I can now charge you. Dinam of how you pay yerid, but it will be like a regular yerid, just like if I do a malacha, so too if I teach your child. The yesh kolkin. Another zogin said, no, not true. Here you don't have the regular din of a yerid, And the Shach paskins like the Yesh Chok, that you need not pay him. Someone teaches your child without being requested to do so, you need not pay him. The Shach holds that that's Bahalacha. Now the Beis Hillel asked the Kasha the following Kasha on the Shach. He says that there's a halacha that if we see that the child needs to be taught and the father refuses to teach to pay for the malamed, or let's say the father's out of town, Bezin is yuridin l'nechosav and pays a malamed, hires a malamed. So you see that it's something that's worth to be hired, that you have to pay for. So he wants to know how come over here, and the Rashi even the Shach even passes like the Rashba, how come over here you need not pay this malamed for helping out the child? If the child needed the extra help and the malamed provided, why shouldn't he be paid? Just like every year. And he bribes that. The Shah Mishpat says the following chilek, and he says, Avada, no one's denying that Avada, the child needed the help. No one's denying that you did him a taiva and you provided him with something which was worth value. If he had a higher malamed, he would have to pay that $30 an hour. No one's denying that. But he says a klal. He says a din yared, a very important yisoid. A din yared means the following. When I make an improvement, something you can touch, a tangible improvement. I go in your house and I paint your house. Before it was a shmata house, now it's a painted house. I mow your lawn. I provided something where you see you can point something tangible, there's a gain here. Now the fact that I taught your child, and of course your child got through the school year and it was very good for the child, but what, your child's worth more? I improved your child, now you can sell your child as an evet, you get more in the marketplace for your child. What did I do? I didn't give you something, I didn't provide you with something tangible. There was no tangible improvement. And therefore he says... Right, correct. That's the moment, it's intangible. And therefore he says, it doesn't have the regular gedarim of a yayin. He too tells what it does have is a din of perei chavasa shel chaveri. Someone owes somebody money, or let's say a husband has a chiv to support his wife, mezainis, and he goes out of town, and you provide that mezainis, we paskin, you perei chavasa shel chaveri, peace potter. He had to pay his balchayv, he had to supply the mezainis to his wife, and I came to the rescue and I provided for him. That's very nice, he did me a taiva. I thank you for the taiva, but that's it. That's what you're going to get as a thank you. You parei chavasa shel chaveri, and that's the same longness because there was nothing tangible. What, my wife is improved now that she has mezainis? There's nothing there. So therefore, even the balchayv, Chazal view it, even though now you could say, well, I was in debt, I was in the red, and now I'm not in the red, but there's nothing tangible, and they view it as stam parechava. You did a matoiva, you did a gvald gazak, very nice, but you're not going to have to.
But by the Talmud, if he was falling behind, now he's 3 years behind, so therefore he's now 31 years behind, so
all years of what? And if a wife is not fed, she'd be dead, right? So you'd need to come. You need to marry somebody. I mean, it would have to be a lot that needs.
But you could say like this, because if you would fall behind, they wouldn't promote the next grade.
Exactly.
So I could come back and say, now you owe me the years chalimut. I saved you, mamish tangible.
All right, we can down that. We can down that. All right. But what the Shah Mishpat does say, which is an important halakha, and I'm going to share with you a Maisa Shalai, we had a dintayr on this, is that what the Shah Mishpat does say is that, hayyoyz, we done this, like a parech of Asher Chaveri, there's a halakha, that is, that if I pay up your choyv, not asked to do so, and I do you a toiva, I get a thank you, that's it. But let's say, I owe you money. I'm muksik in your money. I'm toughest in your money. So I have really the upper hand. And I see you owe somebody else money. And I come to the rescue and I do you this taiva. The other halacha is that you are mukhrif to pay me. Namely, it means I'm allowed to deduct what I did on your behalf from the money that I owe you. Or from when I'm toughest from your money. And the reason being is because baistais, fundamentally, the underlying reason perei chavasa shel chaveri is potter is because hayyoyz is not providing with any real improvement. You must have been doing me a taiva shaloyam naflakaboschar. You must have been yoyz, you did me the taiva to support my wife, because maybe you like my wife, maybe you like my children, maybe you have rachmanis, whatever it is, but you're not doing it because you expect payment. You're doing a mitzvah. That was really the underlying formula, because you're going to come and mun me money. But if you're muksik, so really what you were doing is you were banking on the fact that you're holding on to my money, and you're using that money to provide this service, to provide this taiva. You weren't doing an altruistic taiva for me, you're not selfless, you're not trying to help me in doing a l'shem mitzvah. You're doing it because you have my money, and you're using my money for my cheshbon. You're doing me a taiva. by using my money to help me out. So therefore you would be able to get paid or deduct it. If for some reason in Malamed would be muchzik in the money and he would teach your son, even if he's not called for, he wasn't asked to do so, he'd be allowed to charge, namely deduct, for what he owes you. We had a dintera. There was a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, a famous yeshiva, one of the, we call it Ivy League yeshiva, that had a father. It was on more of a, let's say, a right-wing yeshiva. I'm sure most of you heard about the yeshiva, the name. And the father was more, we'll call it Tzioini, somewhere of that realm, ideology, whatever it was. And he felt that the yeshiva was not going to be a good experience for his child. He was there already for a year. He was a grad at Gvir. He felt it wasn't a good experience for his child because for his child, he's based manager, by the way, for his child, the important thing would be to learn Hebrew. He's an American made Aliyah. He needs a real Hezdi yeshiva or something like that that's going to really train the child how to cope in Eretz Yisrael to speak Hebrew language. So for him, a yeshiva's purpose was to teach languages, like ESL, so they will be HSL. That was the purpose of yeshiva. You know, Hebrew as a second language. That was his, and primarily he told the school that he's pulling out, the yeshiva, he's pulling out his child this coming Elul. First he wanted to pull out earlier, whatever, but they convinced him, okay, Elul, he's pulling out his child. And he forced his child to leave the yeshiva Elul. Tried a different yeshiva, and the child was unhappy there. A few, I think it was days even, later, unbeknownst to the father, the child came back to this yeshiva. And then sometime later, the father found out about it, tried, you know, influencing his son. He saw it was, he was out of control already, he doesn't have an influence. And the son learned there, from that Elul, following winter, entire another whole year. So he was there for a bit more than a year and a half. Now, that's one part of the story. The second part of the story is that the yeshiva, while this was taking place, the yeshiva was short of funds and needed a loan, and went to this father and asked the father to lend him $20,000. And the father, who was so b'shitadik, had no tainus on the yeshiva, said, look, the yeshiva is not for my son, I'm taking the son out of the yeshiva. You need $20,000 as loan, because in tithe, he wrote him a check for $20,000. So now the yeshiva owes the father $20,000. Comes a year and a half later, now the father is being tevei as a choyv. So the yeshiva says, it's true that we owe you this money, but at the same time, we charge, it was dormitories as well, we charge, it comes out to be barach $1,000 a month, and he was there for a little more than a year and a half. It's a perfect wash. We owe you $20,000. You owe us $20,000. And we're not paying you anything. That was the story. That was the Maaseh Shaya came to our Bezdin. So it came out. So normally you would say, look, it said the Malamed Ben Chaver Shalim Yidaz, you'd be Pasa. But comes along the Shah Nishab with this Chab, that the Yeshiva is Muxik in the money, and a Chanami, or the Malamed is Muxik in the money, the Malamed would have a right to say that I wasn't in Kuperi Chavish Chaver, I was doing a child of Taiva. Now one could argue, he signed it, I wasn't a Taiva for him, but let's say Bezin viewed it was Taka Taiva that the child learned, and the child rather happened to need some emotional help as well. He needed to be hooked up to a Rebbe, apparently his father wasn't providing that fatherly image. Apparently there was some differences between them. Whatever, one could argue that the yeshiva did provide a service, a good service, good. But so normally you would say, look, it's Muhammad, I'm going to be paras chaver. But the yeshiva here was muksik in the money, and they were doing it al smach, that money that they were sitting on. And that's why they generously, they would have done it anyway, but that's why they expected tuition. They were just going to deduct it from the chayiv that they owed him. So l'chayi, like the Shah Mishpat, it would come out, and enachanami, the yeshiva would be in the right. But there are two.
Can't he say, I don't want
Mamila,
I'm not
going to
pay?
So that's, there's an Aruch HaShulchan that says, in Hilchos Yared, the Aruch HaShulchan says that all these Kolalim of Yared is only applicable when it's done min hastam without my knowledge, or with my knowledge without my macha, whatever it is. But if I make a macha and I say, I don't want you to mow my lawn, don't do me anything, I don't want you to paint my house, I don't need you to paint my house, and you paint my house anyway, I'm going to be potter. So Mamela here, where the father insisted that I don't want your yeshiva, I don't want yeshiva to educate my child, I don't need yeshiva, so he's making a macha, so the Mamela, he wouldn't have a chi.
You'd rather have him living on the street.
No, he wouldn't be on the street. If you notified his father, the father would find another has the yeshiva to send him to.
The father found out after a while. How long was he?
A few months.
His father found out.
Another year.
So So then his father obviously was...
No, he was Michael. He said, I don't want it, but I gave up fighting. He got to send messages with people in the middle, but I gave up fighting. I tried to fight with my son. I knocked some brains into him. Hebrew is very important. Doesn't listen. What should I do? He's not Malcolm. I refuse. I am not.
Ideologically, but he's being Malcolm anyway.
What do you expect? No bill.
You want to teach my child? I have no problem. But I refuse to teach.
Why should the father be hired to pay for the son?
Because the father made a makar. He lodged a makar. He said, I don't want you teaching my child. Now, we'd rather...
Why should he even come to the father? The father said the kid is on his own.
Oh, you agree with the Malamed. Okay, good. You agree with the father, I mean. Right. Yeah, very good. So, granted, we called up Razam Lechen on the Shaila. We called him up, and he told us that he doesn't understand the Aruch HaShulchan. He says that the guy's a Yerid, and he did a Toiv just because he said he didn't want it. The Maisi, he did you a Toiv. He was Yerid the Sechsaj. Oh, I'm going to get to that. 1 second. That was the clinch. One second. So the Zalm Lechem Yitayed, he doesn't understand the Aruch HaShulchan, because the halakhas of Yared should apply here too. I provided a service, I improved something, and therefore you owe me money. Just because he told me not to do it. Sorry? Zalm Lechem Yitayed, he doesn't understand the... Yeah, also Mr. Adon Asher, correct. So Zalm Lechem wasn't comfortable imparting like this Aruch HaShulchan. Gerada Baruch Hashem, we found the Aruch HaShulchan, Shaloy Bim Kaimai, who says the Svara again. And over there he explains it, so I never went to that back to Zalm Lechem. And over there he says that the pshat is not that the dynamics of Yared don't apply. Avad you improve, avad you should get paid. But if I tell you I don't want the job, then come tell you what I'm telling you is I'm not paying you. And if you do the job anyway, then you stand me through 8 years service. You knew you weren't going to get paid. You shouldn't expect payment if I tell you I'm not going to get paid. That was the lumnus. Some shot that the Yared lumnus changed. The vote is that you mab and myself. Why? Who is it to do job if I warned you ahead of time I'm not going to pay you? If you did the job anyway, must be you're doing it l'shem toiva, but you're not expecting to get paid. But whatever. But at that point, we didn't have that Aruch HaShulchan. And we're not in the Chaim, he told us for a different reason, which what you mentioned is that there are different shitas up to when a father is responsible to pay a child. But definitely, let's say we'll go to the extreme, by 18, good riddance. I'm not mechuyev to support and educate my child anymore. And this child was at the 20, I believe it was 19 or 20, he was already past that. And whether it was Amna Kamin said, there's no chiv in the father altogether. Son of Din Yair, about this child, let's say, needs to learn whatever it is, but not by the father. He should either go out to do work, or if it's such a toiv, then the city should kick in and raise money for the child. But it's not the obligation more on the father than anyone else. And Ramela ended up, that's what Vitaka did. We will mechayiv the yeshiva to pay back this father the full $20,000 because Vitaka was beyond the age.
Other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.